Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Life Isn't Linear podcast. Life isn't linear and neither is the journey, but the goal is to keep making progress. This is Josh. Whatever we resist, persist. And this was a great article that I read a long time ago, and it seems to pertain to parts of my life now. The article focuses on the idea of radical acceptance, or making peace with your life. And radical acceptance is diffusing the emotional reaction that clouds our understanding of almost anything. We can keep fighting reality, or try to accept what we can't control and make peace with it. And candidly, I struggle with this concept, because to me, acceptance on anything less than elating is giving into defeat, because you want every outcome that you accept to be a good one. But at times, it's hard. But giving up the fight isn't the same as giving up on your dreams. And I'm sure all of us at some time have experienced a moment we wish we could redo or change. However, difficult or even painful experiences can either be a burden or a fuel for growth. It seems, though, you have to take responsibility for everything. And I feel radical acceptance is radical responsibility. And I do agree you are responsible for how you move forward. Creating an abundant, meaningful life requires to accept the pain and the joy that comes with it. And it's okay to be angry at a job, a person, or God. For so long, society has told us that feeling anger is a terrible thing, that feeling the way you do isn't acceptable. But it's okay and it's a healthy thing to let it out. Too many times we're simply told not to show that emotion because it's negative. But balance is the key. Trying to get your life in balance is important. What has motivated me on this episode is that I've had some things come up recently with my health that is outside my control. And in some sense, it's outside medical control. Management is the only control. And sometimes that control is a struggle, both mentally and physically. And at times, it's very exhausting. There are days it takes all my focus and energy just to be a present person. Sometimes being present feels like a win, even though it doesn't conquer anything for me in the day. Acceptance feels still like finding a way to win, regardless of how hard it is. And it's frustrating not being able to fix that thing inside of you that's broken. Because I went to college to study human anatomy and apply that to the physical fitness industry. I had this core belief that taking care of yourself will equal a good, not necessarily great outcome, but better outcome than doing nothing. And recently, this concept, or that very strongly backed assumption based on those facts, has caused me a lot of internal strife. And it feels like everything I believe was somewhat false. And remember that old saying about assume, it makes an ass out of you and me? I think it's more like this. Assumptions are the building blocks for empires of pain, because that disappointment can feel overwhelming. But I've had a lot of time to sit and think about radical acceptance lately. And I do a lot of this while I'm sitting and doing the management of my symptoms. That seems to come along every few weeks or so. And the idea that I am surrendering to the hand that I've been dealt is a very difficult concept for me, because it's a hand I don't want. Making peace with it feels like I'm giving up. And I've always believed that I could almost will any outcome I wanted, with the exception of a few things. But this feels a lot different, and it hits me straight to my soul. And it feels like a slap in the face to all the right things I've done. And it's very personal, which is what makes it very hard. Because there's been times in all of our lives when things have not gone the way we would have wanted. Events in our lives went in directions that none of us thought were even possible. And we could have never foreseen, some good and some bad. And I always swore in those moments I would never give up on myself, even when it felt like everything and everyone did. Accepting what is happening now feels like that I'm giving up on myself. And maybe that's why it persists, because I keep fighting. And does that mean I'm giving up on my dreams too? And I think people feel like that a lot. It's human instinct. And I don't have that answer. But my gut instinct tells me I'm not. But at times, it's crossed my mind. But I try to reflect to the other past moments of periods of struggle in my life. They did give me an unbelievable focus, purpose, and direction. Even now, I feel like by taking care of myself all my life, I prepared my body for whatever lies ahead. And I'm starting to think that any obstacle we face isn't an excuse to slack off. And it's fine to be down on yourself for a period of time, but it can't be indefinitely. And this whole ordeal has made me think more about others and their struggles that go unnoticed. So here's something to think about. We have no idea the struggles that other people go through. The person who's on top of the world may have a heavy burden to carry. That person who's mean or upset all the time may be clamoring for help. And someone who's out of control may be just looking for attention. If you notice this, pause. Take a moment and extend kindness. And if you can show that person some compassion, do it. Who knows? Maybe that kindness or compassion can set them on trajectory that they make acceptance with themselves. Now, I've said this before on past episodes, but I really like the way Ray Dalio describes a response to difficulty. And quote, every time you confront something painful, you are at a potentially important juncture in your life. You have the opportunity to choose healthy and painful truth or unhealthy but comfortable delusion. And I think that's where acceptance begins, at truth or delusion. Even Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, said it well. Remember, quote, most of your stress comes from the way you respond, not the way life is. Adjust your attitude and that extra stress is gone, end quote. Because it really is attitude. Attitude is everything. And maybe that is radical acceptance, is a change in attitude, a change in choice. We have to choose who we want to be. And it doesn't happen overnight or going to bed and waking up the next morning a new person. It takes time. It can take days, weeks, months, years, decades, but ultimately a lifetime. We are a constant work in progress and we are constantly evolving and changing. And we must stoke that fire of resolve in ourselves. Frederick Douglass once said in a speech, and is absolutely one of my favorite quotes, that there is no progress without struggle. And I think about that when I'm struggling. Is this struggle bestowed upon me an opportunity to make progress in my life as a whole? Is this struggle the currency for growth? Is this a chance to stoke even hotter that fire of resolve? And since he's one of the smartest people who ever lived, I tend to think his words have weight. Acceptance is a struggle, but it could be the path to progress if you're willing to accept the truth of what is happening in your life. No watering it down to what is happening to something happy, rosy, or sugarcoating it, but by facing the truth as it is, even if it's ugly. Then you have to respond the right way, your way. As Coach Prime said, adjust your attitude. I know, it sounds so easy, right? I know, it's not. And I'm not professing it is, and I'm not professing I have it solved. And I have failed a lot at this over the years, and I failed a lot in the last year and a half. But I do have the attitude that the next day will get better. Each day is a chance to slowly grab that progress that is being put in front of me or you. A dose of adversity is often a needed dose of medicine. And I'm doing all I can to trust the process. Someone whose opinion that I value very much once told me this. When there are events in your life, people will always ponder, why is this happening to me? But instead reframe it and ask, why not me? This is happening to you because you can handle it. And God never gives you more than you can handle. Because resistance is rooted in victimhood. Victims suffer, and we don't deserve the suffering. Life is not fair, and it's not unfair either. Life just is. And acceptance does not mean resignation. So, you can open the wounds further or accept what you just don't like. And that's how you'll ultimately heal. Being happy requires surrendering to the moment or being mindful. Because life is full of surprises, both good and bad. But in the end, God hates a quitter. Fighting forever is really the ultimate quit. Because if you fight forever on what you resist, then you will miss out on life as a whole. Essentially, you totally quit the life you've been given. You give up the choice to make your life a beautiful one. And that's really the biggest shame. Because there's nothing worse than being denied a choice in your future. So don't deny yourself your choice. Because again, God hates a quitter. And I will leave you with this. I love the analogy that the article gave me, and it has stuck in my mind ever since I read it. Now I'm being forced to embrace this idea, but think of it this way. Life is a game of Tetris. You must do your best to position the pieces that come next in the way of the game the best way possible. You don't choose the shape that comes next, but you must work with whatever the game throws at you. If we try and control the game, we get stuck. Because you don't win in Tetris by yelling and being angry the whole time. You win or progress by positioning the pieces the best way possible. So instead of fighting reality, you adapt to it. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the like button and rate it as 5 stars, because it does help the channel. And always feel free to email me at lifeisn'tlinearpodcast@gmail.com if there's something you have to say or feedback you want to give. It's always welcome and read. And as always, be respectful, make good decisions, and forward always.